The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Haunted Whisper, where I, your host, DJ Whisper, will deep dive into Spanish folklore and myth. Each episode will be dedicated to a specific myth, where we will discuss the myth itself and its origin. Welcome back to episode 2 of Haunted Whisper. On today's episode, we will go over the myth of El Charro Negro, also known as the Black Cowboy. As I mentioned in my previous episode on La Llorona, El Charro Negro is a Mexican legend about a ghostly, elegant-dressed horseman who appears at night to tempt travelers with wealth, only to drag their souls to the underworld. For today, I will also be going over the origin and its significance on Mexican folklore and culture. For those who have never heard about El Charro Negro, I would actually like to describe him. So he is described as a tall man dressed entirely in black, including a wide-brimmed sombrero, and he tends to ride a black horse and is often seen at night on lonely roads. And he is actually considered to be a malevolent spirit associated with the devil. And it has been said that he originates from Cholula, Puebla, but there have been appearances throughout various locations in Mexico, specifically in the outskirts of Mexico City, such as Morelos, Xochimilco, Veracruz, and Hidalgo. So now that you guys know a little bit about who he is and where he tends to appear, let's deep dive into the myth. Like any other myth, there are many variations of the same story, but in this case, they were fairly similar to each other. And so the myth begins. When the sun begins to set and the chickens climb the trees to sleep, mothers gather their children, house doors are bolted shut, and travelers hasten their pace while praying. No one wants to encounter El Charro Negro. The Charro came from a humble family. His parents, though they loved him, could never indulge his whims. Charro always liked dressing well. Sometimes he would even skip meals for days to save a few pesos and use the money saved to buy a good hat. However, he grew tired of the unending poverty. No matter how hard he worked, money wasn't never enough. He had to go about his days with hands full of dirt. Sometime later, his parents passed away. Left alone, Charro's misery escalated significantly, prompting him to make a decision that would change his life. He summoned the devil to ask for wealth. It's unclear how he managed it, but eventually Lucifer appeared. The entity could read the eyes and the spirit of the man who had summoned him. So he immediately offered him sums of money he couldn't possibly spend in two lifetimes. The only thing he asked in return was his soul. The Charro, proud and brave at the time, wasn't frightened by the morning star and accepted. The time passed, and gradually the Charro's youth began to fade. Suddenly, he realized he was tired of spending his richness on women, gambling, wine, and expensive suits. Concurrently, the sensation of loneliness pressed on his chest, barely allowing him to breathe. Nobody loved him for who he was. They only cared of the wealth he possessed. The Charro had forgotten all about the cursed deal, so when the devil appeared to remind him that the time for the payment was nearing, he was more frightened than ever. The terror invaded our protagonist's being, reaching into every corner of his soul. He remembered his debt, and out of cowardice, he started to hide. He ordered his estate staff to place crosses all over his property and to build a small chapel. Nevertheless, the memory of the pending debt kept him from sleeping or enjoying the few months he had left to live. So driven by fear, he took his best horse along a bag containing a few gold coins he hadn't spent. He set off on his journey during the night, ensuring that no one could see him flee. However, the devil realized that the Charro was going to break his promise. So he appeared again before the rider and his horse, but this time to take him away. I was going to wait until you died to collect the debt you owed me, but since you hide like a coward, I will take you now, the devil said. The charro had no time to respond. Before he knew it, his horse reared up, attempting to kick the demon, but it was too late. His master's arm had begun to wither, his flesh disappearing. All that remained was the black charro outfit over bleached bones. The devil spoke again. I see your beast is loyal to you. Therefore, it shall be cursed just like you and condemned to accompany you on your journey to hell. However, from time to time, I want you to do something for me. Collect from those who owe me. If you perform your task well, I will allow the man who accepts the bag of gold coins you bring to take your place. Since then, the man was condemned to endure countless torments in hell and came out to only to collect from those who had debts to Lucifer. This was done in the hope that one night, some traveler, driven by greed, would take his place. Only then would the black charro and his horse find peace and rest. Compared to other myths, such as the myth of La Llorona, I don't necessarily consider this story to be scary or to have that feeling of thrill or suspense. And I feel like it missing this factor is what makes it a unique story. Of course, there are other versions out there that have depicted El Charro as more of a ghost or more haunting, but I see this story more as a lesson on morals. And this kind of leads to my next point, is that the significance of El Charro Negro can be seen through the type of figure he is. He kind of embodies the themes of temptation, faith, and obviously supernatural. And because of these themes, he can be interpreted as a symbol of consequence. Because he decided to make that deal with the devil, and he was so greedy, ambitious to have money, it ended up leading to his eternal damnation. His story can serve as a cautionary tale about unchecked desires and the cost of moral compromise. Another point is that he is kind of a Grim Reaper-like figure. In some versions, he's actually less of a trickster and more of a harbinger of doom. He appears to those who are about to meet their fate, such as like La Llorona or El Silbón. For those who don't know who El Silbón is, he's also known as the Whistler. He actually is an emaciated whistling devil who is cursed to wander the Southern America countryside. But I'm not going to get too carried away because this episode is not about him. It's about El Charro Negro. And a third point is that he is either a trickster or a punisher. Because people can be dishonest and reckless, he can deceive those travelers and it ends up leading to their doom. And this role connects him to other folkloric figures who serve as that supernatural enforcer of justice. And lastly, it's a reflection of Mexican culture archetypes. The charro is a national symbol of pride and masculinity. And by the charro being dressed with that traditional charro attire, but the difference is that he's fully in black, he kind of represents that darker version of this figure, and one that has to do with the corruption that is caused by greed and the supernatural forces. But in general, his legend has evolved over time. There have been some modern interpretations making him more of that ghostly figure that is trapped in his fate, while others depict him as an active force of evil. The main question is, do you see him as more as a tragic character, a victim, or do you see him completely as evil and more of like he knew what he was getting into? I actually didn't know a lot about this myth. And, you know, despite me growing up and hearing so many stories, I feel like this story was just touched upon and it wasn't really shared a lot. And I grew more intrigued by it after actually seeing a video on TikTok. The content creator, I can't remember her name, was sharing the version that I shared with you. And the way she read it really drew my attention to it. The wording was very captivating, and I just ended up researching as much as I could about him and just about the myth in general. And I ended up kind of spiraling into it. And what I found most interesting is that it lacked an origin story. But some do say that the legend of El Charro arises from the syncretism in the 1920s between the indigenous and the European beliefs. So essentially, it's kind of the similar pattern to the legend of La Llorona, of how, both cultures kind of combined into one. This myth in specific takes into consideration the values of indigenous beliefs, specifically about greed and temptation, but at the same time, it brings in that ghostly figure beliefs in European traditions have. Character of El Charro isn't based on a real person. It's simply a person that was made up to tell people to warn them that they shouldn't be greedy and that they need to understand that moral values are more important than material things, and they shouldn't have to compromise one thing for the other. Yes, money does bring happiness, but to me, I see it as a short-term response. In the case of El Charro, for example, after years had passed, he realized that people didn't like him for him, but they liked him because of his money. And a question I always have is, having all the wealth of the world really worth it? Because, yes, you're able to afford anything, the sky is the limit, but is it truly fulfilling to that person? Because from what I see, there's always a void that someone is trying to fill with money. And no matter how much they add to it, that void is never filled. I'm not necessarily saying that it's the same case for everyone or that every wealthy person is going through this because some simply live their best life. I honestly think it just depends on that person because each situation is unique and not everybody lives the same life. Again, El Charro was having the best time of his life, but when it stopped, he wasn't feeling good about himself anymore and he felt that constant void. As I mentioned a bit earlier, the story of El Charro is a story of not being greedy. His story is one of temptation and morality, a reflection of the choices we face in life. In Mexican folklore, El Charro serves as both a warning and a guide. He reminds us that every decision has consequences and that the easy path isn't always the right one. This story is often told to impart moral lessons, especially to young people, to emphasize the importance of staying true to one's value, resisting temptation, and being wary of the dangers that can come from innocent or beneficial offers. After doing some research on what the significance of this myth and, how its significance impacts Mexican culture, some interpretations suggest that the charro could represent the exploitation and oppression experienced by the lower classes, with the figure of El Charro, who is traditionally a symbol of power and authority, and how this figure is now turned into that sinister force that preys onto vulnerable people. Overall, this is a timeless lesson on morality, and it's why his story continues to be told, passed from generation to generation. And yeah, this concludes today's episode of Haunted Whisper. We covered key insights on El Charro Negro, and I hope you all enjoyed this journey with me. If you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did, stay tuned to the next episode on El Sombrerón. This mysterious figure with his wide-brimmed hat and eerie presence is said to haunt those who catch his eye, specifically under the moonlight. Is he a spirit, a trickster, or something even darker? We'll uncover the legend and its chilling details in our next episode. Stay tuned.